music and baked goods. And let's give a shout out to the volunteers. Today here at WFMU, packing up your swags. Brittany, David, and Rachel. If you want to volunteer, contact Scott@WFMU.org. Just taking care of some station business, you know. I don't do that enough here. So anyway, I will say that for the Hellraiser, let's tell you what. We do have a few things in store for the Hellraiser. Next week's going to be a regular show. But October 14th, it is
the 400th show of Spin Age Blaster.
Yeah, it's show 400. The 400th show. Show 400. The 400th show. Is this significant? I don't know. 400 seems like a big number, so let's make it significant. 400 shows. 400 episodes of Spin Age Blasters. They said it couldn't be done. But it was done. It was done, and then it was done again. So anyway, 400 show. And what's going to be happening on this 400 show? Well, we're going to have a live performance. And not just a live, not a taped live performance, a live, on the air, in the flesh, over the airwaves, live performance by a hot new noise rock. I don't know if they're really noise rock, but anyway, hot new band from this very city called Genre's Death. I've played them before. You might have heard them. You might have seen them. They've been playing lots of shows here in the city. And we're going to have a live on-the-air performance by Genre's Death on Genre. Jean est mort. Jean est mort. Genre's Death, live on the air here for Spin Age Blasters number 400. Spin Age Blasters, Freeform, right here on Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City. And Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online WFMU.org. That's right. That's what you're listening to right now. So that's going to be October 14th, 400th show. And the week after that, for Singles Going Steady, we're going to have our buddy Justin Collector Scum come back and bring amazing records that we will play for you. So very excited about that. You know, that's about it. That's about all we got going on. I'm gonna finish up here with, I saw this cool band the other night that I'd never heard of, called Paint. And, apparently, Paint is a newish transplant here to the city, and I dug their sort of UK DIY vibes, but, like, filtered through Southern California. And I was like, hey, I dig your stuff. And I procured an LP for the station. I was like, give me a record for WFMU or I'll beat you up. Just kidding. They were very nice. And they gave me a record for WFMU. This came out in 2023. So we're going to hear a track from it. From Paint. This track is called Rousseau's Lament. Stay tuned for Poochie! And we'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
As Kevin Spacey said, pay it forward.
I don't think you can say
he
that.
He said it in the movie. He didn't say it in any other content. I mean, there's a movie, Kevin Spacey movie called Pay It Forward. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, well, I saw it 15 times.
I never really liked Kevin Spacey.
No.
Like, that much anyway.
No.
Do you want me to push my chair in?
Yes, yes, please, if you don't mind.
Last time on Poochie.
Thank you.
Those pleasantries make the world go around. Pleasantries.
The low curtsy. Like a little bob. Like you just bend your knees a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
The skirts weren't as long. So that I'm in fourth position, if you know the ballet position.
The curtsy took so long, the horse ran away. So now we have to do it all over again.
I've been doing it for years. I need people to join.
So manners, right?
Yeah, manners.
Yeah, manners.
Manners.
Let's just say the last person wasn't so nice about me taking the television. I'm going to take the television.
I want to put an end to this rumor right now. I don't syringe urine out of dogs.
You use your t-shirt?
No, other people do. It's an old t-shirt.
My favorite good manner is the thank you list that used to appear on punk and hardcore records in the 80s and 90s. Thanks to Adrenaline OD for helping us with that black tire.
Just saying please and thank you. That's it.
That's it.
Cup of tea. Milk and sugar.
Maybe alcohol. I got forecast that I'm bald as a frog.
If you make an eye contact, you're not going to get a smile.
It's almost like those eyelashes on Snuffleupagus.
I'd have to thank Jim Sludge for introducing me to the world of hardcore punk in Chicago.
And now, this week.
You don't say thank you?
Why should I?
On Poochie.
Excuse me. Thank you. Jesus Christ. People.
This, folks, picture a room full of chairs. Are you doing it? And now picture the shortest, smallest chairs you've ever seen. If you're picturing that, you're basically picturing WFMU. Why are they so small? None of them adjustable. Not one. I think. I'm surrounded by chairs like they were, it was at my wake or something. And the only people who showed up were chairs. That's probably gonna happen. But I'm big in the chair community. Is that a Poochie Adders? No. Hey, yo, it's Poochie.
Poochie.
Everything is very loud today. All right. Let's get it going. Well, it's good to be here. Good to see Cremo Coyle. Haven't seen him in apparently 2 years. It's always good to have a little talk with him. He left me apparently he's been working on a novel all this time, and he left me it. He wanted me to read it. Title TBD, I think. And it's an interesting one. It's, let me look at this thing. It's heavy. He said it's, apparently it's a historical fiction that takes place during the Cod Wars, which were in the mid 20th century, It's a real thing, apparently. I didn't know about these Cod Wars. Apparently there was some issue. It was between the UK and Iceland. They fought the Great Cod Wars. Some issue over fishing rights. And I think the UK was, like, cutting the nets, the cod nets open, and stealing cods. Or anyway, this is what the book's about. He was whispering the whole history of these Cod Wars to me while I was trying to set up for my show, which is you're not supposed to be doing. You're supposed to let the DJ next to you focus. And he's like, well, what the Cod Wars was, you know, they fought, like, four or five different wars, you know. And it's huge, this thing. It's 1,258 pages. 1,258. And there's three. It looks like it's broken up into three chapters. Cod War 1, 1958, 1961. Cod War 2, 1972, 1973. Cod War 3, 75, 1976. Let's see if he has like a summary somewhere. Okay, it follows Haldor Bjornsson, an Icelandic sailor who was trying to break into the noise rock scene during the Cod Wars. I don't know if there was a noise rock scene in Iceland in the 60s, but I guess that's the fiction part. It's just, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just flip to the end. Rammed by Germans. And oh, okay, so it ends with Haldor and his new band Cod Libido playing a concert to celebrate the UK giving up its rights to fish in the North Atlantic. And the last sentence is just a link to Cod Libido's Bandcamp. I think Cod Libido is just one of Cremo's bands, and this novel is just like some kind of stealth marketing to get people to listen to it. That's fine. It's hard being a musician these days. I'm sorry, I got lost in reading this novel. I think it should be called Chords and Cod, something like that. Frozen Notes, that's a good one too. Let's crack a can of... Ah! It's friggin' cod! Cremo Coil replaced my Pepsi with cod! How'd he do that? I'm still gonna drink it.
Bochy.
All right. I feel like I've devoted too much time to Cremo's novel. Look, Cremo, I'll give you notes. So it's been a kind of a, I would say, regular week. I didn't do much. This is stupid, right? But I did have like a kind of a scare last week because I was out somewhere doing my thing and I lost my wallet. I just lost my wallet for like, and I just, you know, you feel that feeling when you're like, oh my God. And then you start cataloging all the things that you have on and people and what you have, you know, and people who like, who follow Bucci on Instagram, Bucci Night, know that, know that I carry around my wallet. I love all the time. I love my wallet. It's my go-to pose, actually, when someone takes a picture of me. Like, I smile, hold up the wallet, point at it. You look rich that way. I think it's, you know, it's ding. Just hold up the wallet. Some people do the duck face or, like, the peace sign tip to the side. I just hold up the old wallet. So I panicked. And I was panicking for, you know, I panicked. So I, retraced my steps. And so, okay, so I woke up that day. What was it, Wednesday? Last Wednesday? Woke up, still had my wallet. It was in my mouth from last night's, the previous night's panic attack. My wife says the only thing that calms me down when I'm panicking is to jam my wallet in my mouth. So yeah, and so I just started sleeping it. You'll do, a lot of times I wake up with my wallet in my mouth, which is not a Bucci adage. So then I woke up, took it out of my mouth, took a couple of selfies with the old wallet. Then I went to my callback interview. Oh, I didn't say. I went to Katz's Deli. I applied for a job like 3 weeks ago at Katz's Deli here in New York City. And they gave me a callback. So I went in. It was, yeah, last Wednesday I went in. And I had it then because I remember they asked me for, like, my driver's license. So I took it out, gave them the ID. And then I took a photo of my wallet wearing a Katz's shirt, you know, just for the memories. And I put it on the counter. And they said, okay, well, the boss will, boss isn't in, he'll get back to you later, so I'll just order a sandwich. So I ordered the sandwich, took it back to my table, took a bite of the sandwich, and it tasted funny. So I looked inside of it, and that's when I realized that they had seen my wallet on the counter and somehow mistook it for, like, a brisket and shaved it down and put it in my Reuben.
Bucci.
It's not a Bucci adage.
Adage.
I don't know how that happened. You ever eat a shaved wallet sandwich with mustard on rye? I didn't eat it, even though the sandwich was like $40. So I, you know, like, I folded it up, put it in my back pocket, and I, well, I thought that, okay, well, maybe my body weight will, like, kind of fuse the layers of the wallet back together. And I took it home, and that's when it disappeared. It disappeared. Turns out I had left it on the bus. New York City, a public bus. And it was spent the last, you know, I spent 24 hours trying to track it down. And, you know, I got it back and it's all, you know, soaking wet with mustard and it's kind of falling apart. I think the wallet is ruined, unfortunately, but at least I found it, you know? It was a huge, huge relief. I'd rather have a ruined wallet than not have one that's intact.
Bucci.
That is a Bucci
adage.
Absolutely. Yeah, just utter panic. And that feeling where I was just like, when you lose something that important and you realize how fragile your life is. And you realize how much we store in our little items that we carry around, usually, you know? And that, you know, it pushed all thought out of my mind. And then so, you know, So then when I got my third callback for Katz's, I think I might have blown it, but I don't know. But anyway, it was a relief. And so I was thinking, hey, Bucci, yeah, what do you want to do for your show today? And I was thinking, well, what if I could give that kind of feeling back to people out there, you know? I mean, it's there's a lot of people out there who have lost things. And maybe there's a, you know, cardboard box with it, with that thing in it somewhere. So this weekend, I went around. And I just kind of looked for things that were lying on. I picked up all these things I found lying on the street, restaurants, on trains. I went all over the tri-state area collecting things that I deemed to be lost. Dozens and dozens and dozens of items. And I brought them all. I brought them all to the station. In a box. This box here. Really heavy, so I brought them all to the station, and I wanted to see if anyone had, you know, if I have the thing that you're looking for. So today, what we're going to do is it's Bucci's Lost and Found.
With Lost belongs.
If you're lost, you belong with Bucci. I have like keys, six or seven umbrellas, all sorts of phones, both land and mobile. Like I found 400 discarded Bucci stickers. I've been shipping these things out, these Bucci stickers. People email me, Bucci@WFMU.org, and I send them out, and I sent out a whole bunch, and I found a whole, they're just laying in downtown Brooklyn. Apparently all the stickers just got discarded. They hurt. So I found my own property, hot cup of coffee. I found a hot cup of coffee on the street. Doll made out of a rat. It actually might be a rat in a dress. But I have it. That should be easy to reconnect with someone. If you've lost your doll made out of a rat or rat dressed like a doll, I think I have it. Pen with a chain at the end of it. I found that at the bank. Just
kidding. Bucci.
No, I don't have that. I was just kidding. So it's Bucci's Lost and Found today. And even if you don't live in New York City, or if you do and you're sure that you haven't lost anything first, that's arrogant. You definitely have. There's a hole in you somewhere where, you know, a remote control is usually found. But if you call up and describe what you've lost, I'm going to see if I have it here. And maybe if you found something recently that you think that you might want to return to the person who may or may not have lost it, call up and maybe we can get it to the right person, you know? Maybe you lost your, you know, your drumsticks in the hollow of an old oak tree. And this person has found those sticks. Call up and see if we can get you your drumsticks back. I don't even know. But if you've like lost your like way in life, I can already hear people saying like, "Well, what about my existential lost and found?" If you've lost your way in life, I can't help you unless you're talking literally, which I do have some compasses. But if you are lost your innocence or your courage or anything like that, you know, sorry, get in line behind Bucci. The line begins behind Bucci for that. But if you are like, if you have been, if you've been, like padding your pants, going, "Ooh, wait, shoot. Did I have? And go like, "Oh, where did I leave that?" Chances are Bucci has it. So come on. That's after the break. Come on and claim your property, folks. Claim your property. It's the Kinks! Property. Only on WFMU.
My bags are packed, I guess it's time for me to go. I can't say where I'm headed, 'cause I just don't know. When I think of what I'll be losing, it's hard to move along, but it's harder just to stay here, knowing that I don't belong. I I'll be in touch, don't worry, I'll be calling you. I've got no plans, I'm not sure where I'm going to. It's hard to keep from crying after all that we've been through. I've taken everything I need, now all that's left belongs to you. You take the photographs, the ones of you and me, when we both posed and laughed to please the family. Nobody noticed then, we wanted to be free, and now there's no more love, it's just a property.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci's lost and found. You lost it? Bucci's found it, maybe.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
Started off with nothing, started off just you and me. Now that it's all over, you can keep the property.
Hey, let's bring you down. Hey, it's Bucci. That was The Kinks from their really, really good 1983 album, State of Confusion. It's got a lot of good things, a lot of good songs on that thing. The Come Dancing is the single off that one. It was a big hit. I think it was the biggest, if not one of the biggest hits in the United States. That's where, when we think about the Kinks, we think about us Americans, we think about the song Come Dancing. So anyway, it's back where Bucci's lost and found.
Where the lost belongs.
Where the lost belongs. Call up 201-209-9368. If you lost something, Bucci's found it. Whoa, listen to that loop. Yeah, anyway, I got a lot of stuff here. You know what I found, actually? It was, I found it at Port Authority. This is beautiful. I don't understand someone left it. Maybe they were taking it on the bus. But it's this Hank Williams, the first box set. And it's gorgeous. It's shaped like a, it's shaped like an old-fashioned radio, right? And it's massive. And then when you use a dial on it, and then when you turn the dial... Isn't that cute? All right, that's enough. Yeah. So if that's yours, you should call up, because I'm going to sell this thing. I'm just going to stand outside WFMU and hold it out, and someone will grab it. Yeah, 201-209-9368. And if you, you know, if you are lost in life and you want to see if you have lost, you found your will, if I found your will to live, I may have it in the corner of some jeans that I'm wearing. I don't know. I don't like how I said that. I got a lot. I got this weird locket that I found, and I'm not gonna describe it too much because I don't want it to go to the wrong person. But you open up the locket, and here, let me do it now. See? This thing is haunted as heck. It's enough. So, is it, you said your haunted locket that's been passed down from your Victorian grandparents when they were they died and they were buried in your in a locket? It's a pretty big locket. It is shaped like a coffin, and it's the size of a coffin, too. So maybe there you go. I mean, that's yours. So when I was a... This isn't exactly a physical item, but when I was a little... You know, we're coming up on the Halloween era of the year. And when I was a kid... I got lost in a haunted house. We had gone to a haunted house, and went with my mother, and it was pitch dark. We walked into this haunted house, and it had all the things that a haunted house has. Usually, you know, an exit sign, clearly marked bathrooms, places for people to sit if they get tired. All sorts of, you know, things like that. But it was pitch black. And I got turned around, and my whole family disappeared on me. Now, have you ever been an 11-year-old in a pitch black room filled with strangers looking for your mother? It's a rhetorical statement. But, so, anyway, I kind of like blindly was grabbing around with someone, and I grabbed someone's arm, and it felt like my mother's arm. I mean, people over there in the chat over there at WFMU.org know that my mother's arms, they have like a lot of knobs and like kind of bumps and stuff on it. So I can read my mom's arm like a braille. And so I grabbed it. And and I followed her out. I kind of went with her, you know. The person left, and I kind of when I back into the bright world, it turned out to be someone else, and that person is my mother to this day. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello.
Hello.
Jesus. Hello. Who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you doing? Where have you been? I've been missing your voice.
Really?
Well, I...
Well, you should probably just, like,
not anymore.
Listen back into the archive to all the other shows that I'm...
I don't need to... I can...
I impose myself on the host.
I can already... I'm already... I don't feel that anymore. Talking to you, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just remembered why. It's like, oh, I... It's like when you have, like, you're craving some flavor, and then you have that like flavor of ice cream, and say, now I know why I didn't like this flavor in the first place.
This cod drink that I'm drinking, that's a terrible flavor. Yeah.
Like cod ice cream, for example.
Yeah, yeah. Did you...
I had it once, and I'll never have to have it again.
Okay. Did you make it? I don't know why I asked that. Did you make the cod ice cream?
I bought it from someone pushing a cart in the park.
Do you have a side? Did you pick a side in the cod wars, by the way, speaking of cod?
I hate cod.
Okay.
I like fish, but I don't like cod.
Okay.
I would never elect to have cod if I could have another type of fish.
Yeah, yeah. It would be a rigged election if you did actually get it, too, right?
Mm.
So, Franco, what have you... Do you have anything that you've lost that I can...
Just recently,
Yeah, what do you...
I've lost a lot of stuff in my very own house.
Okay, so... Well, I don't have all of the... I can only have, you know... What is the most important thing that you've lost that you want to get back? Maybe I can look for it. I can rustle through a big cardboard
It's a 45 record of Larry Storch. You remember Larry Storch, don't you?
I do. That name sounds very familiar. Larry...
He was on F Troop.
Okay, no, then I don't. I do know the name.
Okay.
Though. Okay, so it's a spoken word thing. Is he doing stand-up or something?
No, he's singing a song.
Okay.
It's called...
Is he singing jokes?
Eighth Wonder of the World, where he's...
All right, I'm looking. Eighth
Wonder. And it's... He's sort of enumerating all the wonders of this woman, but she's so wonderful. He
Larry Storch, best of
comes
Larry Storch,
to the eighth wonder,
Larry
which is
Storch,
you know,
tells
that's
jokes.
Just that's just not in
Larry
the popular
Storch
lexicon. It's seven wonders of the
Larry
world,
Storch's,
and
Storch's,
but it has some real good sound effects on it.
Larry Storch makes a fart noise. Larry Storch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what is it called again? I have a bunch.
Eighth Wonder of the World
Got
by
it.
Larry Storch.
Oh my God.
It was an
MGM
special DJ record, and it has that picture of a little mouse with big ears holding the record.
Record, absolutely, I have it right here. This is
like Hank Williams records that were on MGM.
All right,
I have some 45s by Hank Williams that have the same label as the Larry Storch record.
Larry Storch record is. Do you belong to Franco?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Do you want to go back to Franco?
Yeah.
All right. Franco, guess what? You found your Larry Storch record. It was in my box this whole time, literally.
Does it want to come back to me?
It does. Listen.
Yeah.
It does. It missed you. It missed your gaze, the male.
It's non-conditional. It'll come back if I still don't clean the house.
No, look.
There it is.
That's it, right? It missed you.
Okay, now everything is better.
Okay. Well, take it and play it in good health.
I will. I'm going to put in this in a very, very special record sleeve.
Okay.
That says, please do not lose.
Right. Maybe do you have a chain wallet? Maybe attach it with a chain and put it in your pocket like you would.
No, I've never gone for that look.
Right. The look
that's kind of like bandanas tied around your engineer boots. It's just like what punks did in L.A. in the 80s. And I thought it was ridiculous then, and I think it's ridiculous now.
Right. But it is a good way to keep your 45s in one place. If you have a chain and you just loop all through all the holes, you loop all your 45s around the chain and then put the thing in your back pocket. Feels like that's a good way. Also, if you're going to a DJ gig, you can do it that way, huh? What about that?
That's probably more likely. But I thought of something. I could make a necklace out of a bathrobe belt and put it on the necklace.
Necklace out of a what?
A bathrobe belt.
Yep. And put that where, around your neck?
Yes, wear it around. And people will ask me, what in tarnations is that? And I said, this is the best novelty record ever recorded by a very minor comedy actor.
Gentlemen. Oh, well, I would say if you were walking around with your bathrobe rope around your neck and a Larry Storch record attached to that, I don't think you're going to get a lot of people coming up to you. asking things. I think they're probably going to stay clear.
Probably not. But once I walk in the door of the record store, it's like, what's he brought this time?
Okay. What's on the bathroom cord this time? Gonna see.
Yep. That's what's probably going to happen next time I go into the record store and DJ.
Well,
I'm just going to turn heads and no one's going to buy anything. They're all going to want to know about the record that I'm playing.
Larry Storch Record, are you sure you want to go back to Franco?
You're going to have to make a public appearance. What's he saying?
He says he says it wants to stay with me. No. You got to go to Franco. Go to Franco.
No.
Go to Franco.
No.
Okay.
Go to Franco.
No.
Do you think there's a big distance between you and I? I mean, geographically.
And in.
Do you think he's going to get quote unquote lost along the way?
No. My promise is that it's going to come back to you in one or four pieces.
I am very notorious for playing the most unplayable records because they're scratched and warped.
There you go. That's,
yeah. Okay. I'll take it as a promise, you might say, that you actually did send the record on its way with a very nice little pat.
Yep.
I was going to say on its head, but records don't have heads. Anyway, how about you just gave it a kiss and then just frisbeed it all the way across the country.
Okay, I'll try. And that is a Bucci promise.
All right, call me when you're going to do it, because you know what? That way, I'll stand at the end of my driveway and just wait for it to appear.
All right.
I don't want it to fly across the country and then wind up on top of a Volkswagen in pieces.
All right. Franco, I've written all these things down that you've told me, and I'm going to try to abide by every single rule. Just keep that turntable spinning, and it'll be coming.
You bet.
Right there, goodbye. All right, so we've reunited Franco with his Larry Storch novelty record. I found that in Central Park. Buried 3 feet under the ground, and it turns out it's Franco's. How about that? How about that single apple? 201-209-9368 is Bucci's Lost and Found. You lost it, Bucci's found it. He's got a whole box of almost cursed stuff, and so call in with what you may have lost, and let's see if we can have and see if we can reunite it, and we can have a like a nice little Lady in the Tramp movement moment with you and the item. So yeah. Anyway, I think I just cut it off, but yeah, I went home with the wrong mother, but it turned out to be from the haunted house. But it turned out to be the right mother because look at Bucci now. Caller, you got Bucci. Don't scream. You got Bucci. Hello,
Bucci. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Zach Ababa.
Oh, all the hits keep coming. How you doing, Zach? Hey,
Bucci, you want me to call back?
No, please. I want
to... I mean, you said the number five times. No one's calling. Franco called. You talked to him for 5 minutes.
You know, look, I want to do, it's not about who calls or how many people call or...
I think it matters to you,
Bucci. Reuniting people with their... with their stuff. What have you lost there?
Have you lost the will to live for the show?
No. I'm holding it in my hands. I'm holding in the will to my own personal will to live as usual. I keep in my hands all the time, so I never lose it.
That's good. You want to hold on to it tight.
And I have a chain wallet that goes from my will to live to my back pocket. Also, I have like six or seven chains attached to all sorts of things.
It takes one loss of a wallet. And then you're chaining it up. That's what you got to do.
Bucci.
No, don't listen. Adage. That's not a Bucci added. All right, Zachary, what have you lost?
Well, I lost my father a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got him in there?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Do you want to go? Hey, it's Zachary. Your son is calling. Do you want to go back to Zachary?
I don't want to go. I want to stay with you, Bucci.
No, your dad wants to stay right here with me.
Mm. Okay.
What else? What else you got?
I lost. There was a thumb drive.
Oh.
I lost one time.
What does it have on it? I do have some thumb drives, Zachary.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, let's load them up. Let's check them. There could have been.
No, no, no. What color is it?
I always carried a handful of them. I don't know which one it was. They were all identical. They were Kingston's.
I'm just going to, you know what, you then? Know. I'm just going to have to give you one, and hopefully that's
No, just give me all of them. I'll bring it back if they don't make sense to me.
Yeah, all right. I'll do that. Hey, thumb drives, do you want to go with Zachary? Some of them are, they look like thumbs a little bit. Do you want to go with Zachary?
Yeah.
Okay, they want to go with you.
I can't hear him, Booch. Are you patching him through?
Yeah, he's patched in. Yeah, do you want to go with Zachary?
He's very quiet, then.
All right. You know what? Just take him and go. In good health. Zachary.
Okay.
Goodbye. I hope he doesn't, I hope he didn't, you didn't lose a USB, because now Zachary has all your PHI. Caller Igabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Hey. Hi, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Alexandra.
Hey, Alexandra?
Yep.
Hey, Alexandra. How you doing? Alexandra. How you doing,
I'm
Alexandra?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm all right. Alexandra, have you lost something recently? I'm going to see if I can maybe reunite you with it.
Well, I mean, it wasn't recent, but it's like the one thing that I've kind of held on to, it seems, like for a long time.
What do you got?
I lost a Tamagotchi when I was a kid in a grocery store.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's tough. And you love this Tamagotchi. What was it? What kind of Tamagotchi was it?
I don't even know. I think it was like purple. Well.
Okay.
I remember purple.
And tell me about this Tamagotchi. What did you love about it so much?
I think I liked feeding it. Was that something you did?
Yeah,
with
you
those?
Fed
I don't
it.
Even...
I would read to mine all the time. I read Harry Potter to it. You know, I didn't.
Don't get me started on Harry Potter.
Yeah, not the book. I just read the word Harry Potter over and over. And over.
Oh, not Bucci.
No. Just Harry Potter, for about 20 minutes. And the Tamagotchi went to sleep. It would knock the Tamagotchi right out. So you like feeding it, and did you take it anywhere?
I mean, I would take it with me everywhere up until I left it at the grocery store.
Right. In the fruit section or something. Mm-hmm. All right. That's... Let's see if I have it. See, you said purple? Is that what you said?
Yeah, maybe lilac.
Oh my God, Alexandra, I got it. I have it. Hey,
oh
Tamagotchi,
God.
Are you still alive? Uh oh.
Yeah.
It's alive. Tamagotchi. You must be very malnourished, right?
I'm going to have to bake it a pie.
Are you really, really thirsty?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to go back to Alexandra?
No.
Oh, it doesn't want to go back to you. I think because maybe you abandoned it when it was little and it's carried that.
Well, I was little too.
You know what? Tamagotchi, Alexandra was a little too. Do you still not want to go back to her?
No.
I'm sorry. It wants to stay. You want to stay here with Bucci?
Okay, well, you can read it, Harry Potter, till the end of time.
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it different words. I'm going to read it. I don't know. What's another character from Harry Potter? I can't even think of one right now. It's impossible, right?
Hagrid.
Oh yeah, Hagrid. That's one. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. The word Hagrid from now on. Is that going to be good, Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
He loves it, or she loves it. All right. Thanks, Alexandra. I'm sorry we couldn't reunite you one, but get a new thing to care for and then lose. Hopefully.
Sounds good. I'm on it.
All right. Bye. Caller Igabuchi. Igabuchi, hello.
Yeah. Hey, this might sound kind of weird or whatever, but I've lost my face.
Who's this?
This is Smith.
Hey, Smith. How you doing?
Well, not so good at the moment.
No.
Obviously.
Obviously not. You've lost what again?
My face.
Faith?
My face.
Oh, your face.
My freaking face, man.
You've lost your face. So you're just eyes now? Is that what you're saying? Your eyes and a mouth?
I mean, I can see, but I think it must have fallen off or crawled away when I was sleeping. I don't know. but
well, I don't
every time
have...
I look in the mirror, there's just an empty square and sometimes some blinking lights, so I know I can see.
Smith, I have a collection, a loose collection of skin, but it does not make up a face. I can't say which part. I think it's off someone's lower back or love handles. It's not from the face. So unfortunately, yeah. I don't believe I have that.
So you have not seen my face?
No, thank God. Thank the baby. So I'm sorry, Smith, but maybe look in the backyard, or maybe under the couch. I always look under the couch. It's probably in the couch cushions. Okay. Actually, I do have it. I do have his face. It's mine. Caller Igabuchi.
Lower back.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Oh my goodness. Hello.
Calling to speak to Bucci?
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
This is Pete.
What's his name? T?
Eat.
Eat. Okay, Eat. All right, Eat. What did you lose?
I lost my job.
Mm-hmm. What was your job?
You got to know that?
I have a bunch of jobs.
I was renting jet skis down at Keyport.
You were renting jet... You lost your job renting jet skis. Could that have not been maybe a summer layoff thing?
No.
It was
something else I was getting into. I used to be a landlord.
So I
had to get out of that.
So you lost your jet ski job because you had to go back to landlording?
No, the landlording was before the jet ski.
Landlording's not a job either. But wait, what did you lose? You lost your jet ski job, right? So you misplaced it. Or did you do something to lose it?
Well, I kind of lost the jet skis, too.
So that's probably why you lost the job, if you lost the jet skis.
Yeah, one thing led to another.
Right, right. I think I know which thing led to the other. So I don't have your job, unfortunately, because that's your own responsibility.
You got the jet skis? I have four of them.
I do have four jet skis, though. That's
four, yeah.
Yeah, four. That's how I have. That's how many jet skis I have. What kind of jet skis are they? First off, make sure they're yours. Suzuki's. You got four Suzuki's. Hey, Suzuki's, do you want to go back to, what's your name again? Eat?
Pete.
Jet skis?
I missed you.
Oh, they missed you. They miss you. They want to go back to you.
Hey, thanks, Pooch. I knew you got me.
All right. He hung up before I gave it to him. I guess these jets get... Guess what? I know what I'm going to do this weekend. Go out into the lake and sell four jet skis. You could not catch me on a jet ski. Unless it was an episode of High Happy Days. I'd get on a jet ski for Happy Days. 201-209-9368. It's Bucci's Lost and Found. Where the lost belongs. Where the lost belongs, in this empty cardboard box that I've filled up with all the stuff that I've found by walking all around the tri-state area. Yeah, I got all sorts of things. A striped shirt. I got a beautiful striped shirt here, brand new. But the lines on the shirt are all Coke. Call your Gabucci.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh.
Yes, hello.
Oh, there we go.
Hi.
Hi, this is Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I am fine. Fine. Always good to hear from you.
I lost a locket.
You've lost that haunted locket? Was that yours?
Does it make weird eldritch noises when you open it?
I'm going to open it and you tell me.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's it.
Is that it?
Yep. Yeah, does it have weird runes on the front of it?
Yeah.
And, that's fine.
I'm closing it. It's shaped like a coffin, right?
Yes.
6 feet long, 2 feet
you
deep.
You don't want to know what's held inside that thing.
Well, I opened it. It seems to be the ghosts of America are in it or something. It's pretty scary. So this is yours?
I'm holding on to it.
Okay.
It's a temporary loan.
Well, how did you lose it? Well, what happened? If it's so important, why did you lose it? And how did you lose it? How could you be so thoughtless?
I was on the subway.
TikTok.
And, you know, it fell out of my pocket.
Yeah.
I should have been wearing it.
You should have been wearing it.
But when I wear it, it kind of like burns like a onto my skin, yeah. And it's not real fun.
So, yeah. And then you have like some really thick Japanese denim where the locket can't burn through your pockets and your pants?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, it's haunted locket that is, it's in your family? Is that what it is?
It's on loan from sources I cannot say.
Okay. Is one of the sources like your grandmother or something?
An evil wizard.
Do you want to go back to Bandit?
No.
Why not? I don't want you. Do you want to stay with me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. If it's latched onto you, Bucci, then that's not good.
I think it does love me now. It's getting really warm. Does that mean it loves me? Like a Tamagotchi.
Either
it's
almost bad like, or this thing has
a little bit of a Tamagotchi aura. Maybe I'll get the Tamagotchi to fall in love with this locket.
That could be possible.
It will be possible. All right, Bandit. I'm sorry. I'm not giving it back because it wants to stay in my my property.
That's okay. Make sure you put it in a lead-lined box.
Gotcha. A love-lined box.
Right. Lead-lined.
I'm gonna line that box with love and put this necklace in it. It's not a Bucci adage. Call it a Bucci. Hello?
Oh, what's up, Bucci?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Double G.
Double G! Downtown! Double what G!
How you doing? How you doing?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
You know, I have an adult beverage in my hand, mm-hmm. And I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right. All right, so what
I'm
do
not
you...
doing all right, Bucci. Anyway.
You know, what's an adult? You mean like malted? Like a malted? Like that's an adult beverage. Is that what you mean
by adult? It's a Coors Banquet.
Oh, okay. You mean like an alcohol. I thought you meant like an adult beverage like grape juice or something like that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a Manischewitz.
Oh, it's Manischewitz. So it's a Coors, Manischewitz brought to you by Coors. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's an old vintage, but it tastes terrible. But I got to finish it. I opened it already. So.
Yeah. You've been pounding them. So what did you lose there, Double G?
Well, you know, I've been like traveling the subways a lot during night because I got locked out of my apartment. So like it's cheaper to kind of like ride the subway than like call locksmith.
Uh-huh.
So. You know, I had a bunch of like syringes full of like dog stuff,
mm-hmm.
And I think someone took them, or at least I lost them.
Okay, so you lost.
I think
a
you
bunch
might know
of,
what I'm talking
you
about.
You lost a bunch of syringes, and they're filled with what? Are you the, what? Dog urine? Is that what you're about to say? Dog urine?
I was gonna say pee pee, but yeah, urine.
Yeah.
I think the FCC likes abbreviations like PP.
Look,
brother.
I do have them, all right? And you've been emailing me about these things like as if you didn't know all week. These are mine, finders keepers.
But Bucci, you know, I have dates. I have people to hand those to.
I have, you know, I found this whole people you don't even know. I found this you know, this big metal box and I broke into it and it's full of all these syringes and it's all full with I don't want to say it on the radio, but your dog
Bucci,
urine.
No, the ones in the metal box weren't mine. No, those aren't mine. Mine were in just like a garbage bag.
Actually. Oh, then I don't have those.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bucci. I'm wasting your time.
Yeah, you are. I can't believe this is the second week. I just kind of stopped talking about dogs going to the restroom. That guy keeps bringing it up. I'm keeping these syringes. 201-209-9368. My hat keeps hitting. I gotta turn my Kangol to the side so it stops bumping into the mic. 201-209-9368. We got about 5 minutes left if you want to reclaim some of your property. I got a lot of stuff. If you're from the UK and you lost the Cod Wars, can't turn back time, but I can give you a giant novel written by one WFMU DJ all about it. I got a credit card that says Mrs. Bucci on it. So if that's yours, call in. I've given away a couple of good things. Still have this Hank Williams box set. Thank you.
Bucci.
So if that's yours, it's really nice. It's got all sorts of Hank Williams songs. You have to like Hank Williams if you, you know, or a cardboard box that looks like an old-time radio, and then just throw away the CDs. That's what I would do. Call Yugo Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff from Baltimore, and I lost a bracelet.
Okay.
What? And it's very distinctive. It actually had a charm on it, which was my toenail. And it means a lot to me. What happened was I had smashed my toe into a curb, and it got all black and blue, and like 4 days later it fell off.
Uh-huh.
And then it was really interesting looking, so I got some of that jeweler's rouge stuff and buffed it out and sanded it and made it like into an oval, drilled a hole, and put it on a bracelet. It was beautiful, actually. And then people would handle it,
right,
and they go, oh, what's that? It's so beautiful. And then I would tell them, I'd say, oh, it's my toenail. And they'd go, oh, that's disgusting. And it was a real hoot. Because,
yeah,
like, Bucci, have you ever got anyone to unwittingly handle your toenail?
That's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, it's on the line. It's on the line. I'd say it's
crossed the line.
Gray area.
And okay, so this thing you put all this time into, and you get your little, edgy kicks, getting people to touch your toenail. Well, how could you be so foolish and lose it?
Yeah, it fell. It just fell off. Well, it was on. Unfortunately, I guess I had it on pleather. Like, I had the bracelet was made out of pleather, and it just sort of, it was like fraying and it fell off. I should have used real leather, but I cheaped out and used pleather. And that was my mistake. I regret it. You know, you don't have to tell me I did something.
Yeah, I regret a lot of things. Okay, let's see if I have it. I may. I mean, I have a lot of esoteric.
It's kind of purplish.
This
it's beautiful, shiny and purplish. You would never know it's a toenail
that
it was like all black and blue
ideas.
And purplish until I told you.
Hold on, let me check.
Bucci's got it.
Oh, I got it. Hold on. Let's see. Do you want to go back to this guy from Baltimore?
Stay with you, Bucci.
I'm sorry. You have to go back to. I don't want you. Sorry.
Yeah, like I guess now you've unwittingly hit. Well, you didn't unwittingly. I guess you voluntarily handled my toenail.
Yeah, I wittingly. But it's, you know, I've handled worse. One worse thing I've handled.
Yeah, there's definitely worse, but there's also a lot better.
All right. Goodbye. Now I have this. I have this stupid haunted necklace. I have this other bracelet. I'm just going to keep the pleather strap, and I'm going to give Micah the toenail, shellacked toenail, whatever he's talking about. Hey, how you doing, Micah? Speaking of people who've lost the will to live, how you doing? Micah, did you lose anything this week? I have a whole bunch of lost and found stuff. Did you lose anything?
I lost my lunch while listening to the Bucci show.
What did you do? You leave it upstairs? Ken eats sandwiches he finds around. Is that what you lost?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, what kind of lunch did you lose? Stroganoff? I have a whole pile of stroganoff here.
Depression pot pie.
I think they just call that pot pie now. I think it's no one who's not depressed eats a pot pie.
Okay.
Well, I can't, I'm going to hold on to his lunch. I have some, I get the post-show munchies. All right, 201-209-9368. We got one more minute. If you've lost something, call up. What do you want? All right, I'm just going to put all the riders up. Well, anyway, there's no one to call, no one else. I've given away all I can. I'm taking it all back home with me, and I'm going to be buried with it, I guess. So we've reunited people with their items now. Some people, you know, things are gone forever, but you still found the DJ at WFMU.org, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next is Music of Mind Control with Micah. Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.
From the award-winning campus of Ambassador College in Pasadena, welcome to Festival 80 with the Young Ambassadors. your host, Dave Myers, with Digby, the Wonder Chicken, and Ross Jotsam and the Ambassador Band. And now, to take you on a musical tour of God's beautiful campus, young ambassadors who extend to you their own personal Welcome to Ambassador.
Come from all over this country, Anchorage to Bangor, Maine. Even from faraway places, on mountaintop or down on the plain, seeking a message of goodwill, working very hard every day.
So for a while, and we'll bring you a smile as you listen to what we say.
Gentlemen, and welcome to our show. My name is Dave Myers, and on behalf of the Young Ambassadors, I would like to welcome each and every one of you to the beautiful Ambassador College campus and to the most beautiful building on earth, the Ambassador Auditorium. Perhaps those of you in our audience tonight would join me in welcoming the thousands of brethren around the world who have joined us for the next hour of exciting entertainment. Would you give them a hand, please? American welcome to all of you. During the course of our show, the Young Ambassadors will be taking you on a musical tour of the college campus and featuring some of the world's best known songs.
Mr. Dave, oh boy.
Not you again, Big Beak. I thought we got rid of you this afternoon.
Oh boy, it looks like I didn't notice the big show going on.
Oh, Big Beak, don't you realize you're interrupting everything? Why, there's thousands of people around the world watching this show right now, and you have the audacity to interrupt.
Dave, I'm trying to break into show business like my cousin, Big Bird.
Oh, Big Bird from Sesame Street, I suppose.
Yeah, that's him. You know him, too. He's been in show business all his life, and I'm trying to break into show business like him. So I thought there was this show here.
Big Beak, there's nothing you can do. Why, you don't play a musical instrument.
Why? I've got these drumsticks here. And...
You don't dance?
Well, show me a few steps. I could kind of wing it, you know.
You probably don't even sing, Big Beak.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Wait right there, Mr.
Known so.
Can I sing? Mr. Dave, I can sing like a bird. Yes, sir.
All right, Big Beak. I'll give you a break. Why don't you sing something for the audience? Just to hear what you sound like, sing us a scale.
You want me to sing the scale?
Sing the scale.
Have the All right, let me clear my gizzard here. The scale.
Oh, Big Beak.
How's that?
There's nothing you can do for us here. Why don't you go stand off stage behind the curtain there, and maybe there's something the stage crew can do for you.
Nothing I can do.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, boy. I know when I'm not wanted. Nothing I can do.
Oh, Big Beak, don't feel so bad. Maybe there is something you could... Why, you could make the people happy. You could make them smile.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you. I can't laugh and I can't sing. I'm finding it hard to do anything. You see, I feel glad when you're glad. I feel sad when you're sad. If you only knew what I'm going through, I just can't smile without you. You came along just like a song and brighten my day. Who'd have believed that you were part of a dream? Now it all seems light years away. Now you know I can smile.